C'est du temps, il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel voilistenerse@gmail.com. Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. And RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the
world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, your today's companion on Friday, July 4, 2025, going to be here to present various updates, programs, music, everything from Indonesia. We're going to start with the news, followed by commentary, quotes of the day. Later, we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and also Music Corner. So do stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. So let's begin the program with the news. Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia reaffirms commitment to peaceful region at the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting. Indonesia conveys a plan to purchase energy from the United States. Those are the headlines. Now, the news in detail. Indonesia reaffirms commitment to peaceful region at the 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting. VOI reporter Ranoff has the detail.
Director General for ASEAN Cooperation at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Siddharto Reza Suryodipuro, stated on Thursday at the attendance of Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono at the ASEAN Foreign Minister meeting reflects Indonesia's strong commitment to a peaceful, stable, and prosperous ASEAN region. Minister Sugiono is scheduled to attend the AMM in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia from July 8 to 11. During a press briefing in Jakarta, Siddharto explained that the 58th ASEAN Foreign Minister meeting will cover a range of important topics, including ASEAN partnership.
Participasi aktif Indonesia.
Indonesia's active participation, particularly through the presence of the foreign minister in this series of meetings, is clear evidence of the country's strong commitment to ASEAN and with ASEAN to ensure that the region remains peaceful, stable, and prosperous, fully aligned with Indonesia's national interests and government priorities.
Kepentingan nasional dan kepentingan pemerintah Indonesia.
Siddhartha Feudal noted that the EMM Forum will serve as an opportunity for ASEAN countries to discuss various regional and international issues. In addition to attending the 58th ASEAN Foreign Minister meeting, Minister Sugiono is also scheduled to take part in several other sessions, including a meeting with the ASEAN Intergovernmental Commissions on Human Rights, and bilateral meetings with partner countries such as China, Japan, and South Korea.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto conveys a plan to purchase energy from the United States. Andy Ramdoni has the detail.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto in Jakarta on Thursday held a coordination meeting with a number of stakeholders in an effort to respond to the United States tariff policy against Indonesia. In a statement, he conveyed Indonesia's plan to purchase energy worth 15 billion rupiah, including the purchase of agricultural goods and investment plans. According to Airlangga, Indonesia and the United States will sign a memorandum of understanding in the near future to realize this cooperation.
Jadi tadi sudah dibahas tentang rencana Indonesia mengenai pembelian energi.
So earlier we discussed Indonesia's plan to purchase energy which could total 15.5 billion rupiah. Then also related to the purchase of agricultural goods and also related to investment plans including by state enterprises and Danantara, an Indonesian sovereign wealth fund. So the plan is to hold an agreement or memorandum of understanding between Indonesia and its partners in the United States on July 7th. And it shows that Indonesia incorporated, so between the government, regulators, and business people, state enterprises, and the private sector, together to respond related to the imposition of reciprocal tariffs. Airlangga also said that currently the Indonesian negotiating team is in Washington, D.C. to follow up on tariff negotiations with the United States. He also emphasized Indonesia's position in responding to the U.S. tariff policy seriously. According to him, Indonesia has submitted a number of offers, both verbally and in writing, in the context of tariff negotiations with the United States. The offers have been submitted to the authorities, including the U.S. Trade Representatives and the U.S. Secretary of Treasury.
Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said Indonesia's debt ratio is among the lowest among G20 member countries. According to the minister, this condition is a strong indicator of national economic stability that is maintained amid global dynamics. She said current economic stability is supported by close coordination between fiscal and monetary policies carried out by the government together with Bank Indonesia. This is also reflected in solid economic growth with a controlled inflation rate. Based on data from Bank Indonesia, Indonesia's foreign debt ratio to gross domestic product in the first quarter of 2025 was recorded at 30.6%. This growth achievement is claimed to be among the highest among the G20 countries. We continue with the United Kingdom that says Mentari program strengthens people-to-people relations with Indonesia. Andy has the detail.
Just the reverse of the British Embassy in Jakarta, Matthew Downing on Thursday in Jakarta said that the Mentari program, which has been running for 5 years from 2020 to 2025, has shown that collaboration is not only to achieve results, but also to strengthen people-to-people relations supported by trust. The Mentari program is a collaboration between the Indonesian and British government in supporting Indonesia's energy transition. In the Mentari Day Forum, which was held as the closing of the Mentari Phase 1 program and the opening of the Mentari Phase 2 program, Matthew Downing said that the achievement of the Mentari Phase 1 was not only about achieving numbers, but strengthening partnerships based on mutual trust.
This is what real partnership looks like. It's not just about numbers or reports, it's about the people. At the core of this journey is the strong and trusted partnership between the British Embassy Jakarta, the British government, ESPM. Our collective efforts have laid the foundation for a more sustainable and equitable energy future. And this is not just a reflection of what we've achieved in the past 5 years, but also a call to everyone to continue building this momentum together.
In his remarks, Matthew Downing mentioned a number of achievements of the Mentari program over the past 5 years in advancing the energy transition in Indonesia, starting from the formation of a policy framework encouraging green investment to empowering rural communities. This program, according to him, has also supported the development of the first national hydrogen strategy in Indonesia. He said that this makes Indonesia one of the leading countries in developing clean energy technology, achievements that are the foundation for a cleaner and more inclusive energy future for Indonesia.
This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian government strengthens Sharia financing for micro, small, and medium enterprises.
The Indonesian government is committed to strengthening Sharia-based financing for micro, small, and medium enterprises. This was confirmed by Putu Rahwidiyasa, Director of Sharia Business and Entrepreneurship at the National Committee for Islamic Economy and Finance, during the MSME Day webinar titled Sharia Financing Innovation for MSMEs held on Friday. Putu explained that the development of the Sharia economy has been made a national priority in the 2025 until 2029 National Medium-Term Development Plan. One of its main focuses is the strengthening of the halal industry and halal MSMEs as the top priority activity.
This shows the government's commitment to increasing the added value and competitiveness of entrepreneurs in Indonesia. That's why strengthening capital through Sharia-based financing and funding instruments plays a strategic role in improving both the resilience and competitiveness of businesses.
The government aims for bank financing, including from Sharia financial institutions for micro, small, and medium enterprises, to reach 21.5% by 2029. In addition, there is a need to build open dialogue between entrepreneurs and financial institutions, facilitated by regulator, so that Sharia financing innovation can better match the real need of MSMEs player.
Indonesia is stepping up its sports diplomacy as pencaksilat meets a key requirement to enter the 2028 Olympic Games. Ofra has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo stated that pencaksilat, Indonesian martial art, has fulfilled one of the main requirements to be contested at the 2028 Olympic in Los Angeles, complying with international anti-doping standards. He conveyed this after the inaugurations of the West Sumatra Provincial Board of the Indonesian Pencaksilat Associations in Padang Thursday. According to Dito, meeting the anti-doping requirement is an initial step in sport diplomacy to push for international recognition of pencaksilat, including the opportunity for it to be featured in events such as the Youth Olympic Games and the Asian Games.
Anti-doping compliance is a key and essential requirement for a sport to be recognized by the International Olympic Committee. The next step is to gain support from other countries. This is part of our strategy. We are also working to have pencaksilat included in events like the ASEAN Games and the Youth Olympic Games. These efforts are part of the lobbying and support diplomacy we are currently carrying out.
Dito also highlighted that pencaksilat should not only be seen as a sport, but also as a cultural and tourist attractions, particularly in West Sumatra. Currently, the central government is developing a cluster system to support regions with unique characteristics in promoting and growing pencaksilat.
Indonesia is stepping up efforts to protect the critically endangered Mahakam dolphins through a strengthened conservation and law enforcement. Ofra has the detail.
The Indonesian government continues its efforts to save the Mahakam dolphin, a rare freshwater mammal now classified as critically endangered in East Kalimantan. Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nurofik, during a visit to Pela Village, Kutai Kartanegara Regency on Thursday, reaffirmed the government's commitment to improving the dolphin's ecosystem by limiting activities that could damage its natural habitat. Pela Village is now being strengthened as a conservation base supported by law enforcement to prevent land clearing and environmental disturbance that are the main causes of habitat degradation. These efforts aim to restore the Mahakam dolphin population and prevent the extinction of this iconic species.
We will immediately carry out environmental monitoring and mapping related to all upstream activities along the Pela River. If these activities are found to cause significant sedimentation, as reported by Mr. Alimin from the Rasi Foundation and Mr. Darwis earlier, we will take action through environmental supervision and law enforcement, both civil and criminal, to protect the dolphins.
Minister Hanif stated that the Mahakam dolphin, an icon of East Kalimantan's wildlife, now has only a few dozen individuals remaining and is being closely monitored by the Rasi Foundation. In 2025, three dolphin calves were recorded to have been burned in the Pela River, offering new hope for the species' survival. With their habitat increasingly shrinking, the dolphins are now mostly active in the tributaries of the Mahakam River, especially the Pela River and Cascade Lake in Kutai Kartanegara. This conservation effort reflects Indonesia's strong commitment to protecting endangered species and preserving biodiversity.
Well, listener, that's the news. Now, here's today's commentary titled, Indonesia Ready to Affirm Commitment at a 58th ASEAN Foreign Ministers Meeting, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on Indonesia ready to affirm commitment at the 58th ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Foreign Ministers Meeting. Next week, ASEAN foreign ministers will gather in Kuala Lumpur for the 58th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting AMM. This event is an important moment amidst the current regional and global challenges that continue to develop. Indonesia, through Foreign Minister Sugiono, will once again demonstrate its commitment to maintaining a peaceful, stable, and prosperous region. Director General of ASEAN Cooperation at the Indonesian Foreign Ministry, Sidarto Reza Suryodipuro, emphasized it and called Indonesia's active participation a real form of concern for the future of ASEAN. According to him, this meeting is an important opportunity for ASEAN to voice its stance on world developments. Indonesia's presence in this forum is a momentum to maintain ASEAN centrality amidst increasingly complex geopolitical dynamics. Foreign Minister Sugiono is scheduled to attend 19 important meetings in the series of the 58th ASEAN Ministerial Meeting AMM and the ASEAN Post-Ministerial Conference PMC in Kuala Lumpur. This series includes major forums such as the East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers Meeting, the ASEAN Regional Forum ARF, and bilateral meetings with ASEAN's main partners countries such as China, the United States, Japan, Russia, South Korea, the European Union, and Australia. Minister Sugiono is also scheduled to lead several strategic meetings. One of them is the ASEAN-Australia Ministerial Meeting, because Indonesia currently serves as the ASEAN coordinator for Australia. The challenge currently being faced is how ASEAN can remain relevant and solid in dealing with differences in the views of its member countries. This is where Indonesia's role is expected to be more prominent, not only as an active participant, but also as a regional leader. Indonesia's commitment is clear. Now, what is awaited are real steps at the diplomatic table. That was commentary.
Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Pray for me.
together, make a change forever. We can do it if we just try. Save our world from our own destruction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray
to protect our children's children. Let us pray.
Bumiki tayo dito man kahit lupa.
Hutan ng lautan, kilalong lahat biru.
Mari kita bersama
jaga kerusakan.
Bersatulah wahai bangsa. To protect our children, children, let us pray.
Indonesia.
Beach usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the Pink Beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
I'm busy dancing, baby. Why you keep on standing in my light? Stop, you don't wanna get no closer. Cause it touched like midnight in July. I know that look, I've seen it before. And I keep a score. Got you right where I want you. How you like that, baby? Yeah, but way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming. But I'm coming.
For still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Located in Minahasa Peninsula and directly adjacent to Tomini Bay in the south, it's no wonder Gorontalo Province in Sulawesi, Indonesia is blessed with abundant seafood. The local community processes this seafood into a variety of tasty delights,
One is perkedel Nike, made from a kind of gobi fish called Nike fish. Perkedel itself is not an original Gorontalo food. The term perkedel comes from a Dutch meatball called frikadel. Frikadel is made from minced meat that is crushed and fried. While in Indonesia, perkedel is made with potatoes that are sometimes only slightly spiked with minced meat or corned beef, or even no meat at all. Listeners, perkedel Nike is made from Nike fish, also known as duo fish. The fish is tiny, about 5 centimeters long, and well known for its delicious and savory taste. To make perkedel Nike, Nike fish is mixed with wheat flour, shallots, garlic, and chicken eggs. The dough is then fried. Perkedel Nike tastes so savory and crispy. It's usually eaten with hot rice and rica-rica chili sauce. In addition to being delicious, it is rich in benefits because Nike fish has high protein and calcium. Perkedel Nike is easy to find in various restaurants in Gorontalo. The price is relatively cheap, about 1,000 to 2,000 rupiah, or only 6 to 13 US cents per piece. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. H. Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. Education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Sejak saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar, inikah petanda? Namun ternyata salah, harapanku pun musnah. Sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya, memikirkannya, namun besar-besar jatuh cinta. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata, takkan sanggup pergi. Pikirkannya, namun besar-besar jatuh cinta. Sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Aku coba menghapus bayang-bayang indah, tetapi selalu aku merindu lagi. Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Didn't you hear a man is moving back to Colorado? It's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't, cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your vest, but it's orange from 3% peroxide thanks to you. I needed a good cry, I headed right to Kendra's. I hated you and I hoped to God that you knew. Now there's drama, found a club for that where I met ya. At the end, yeah, we burned, made a couple U-turns, you were it till you weren't. High school in Jakarta, sort of modern Sparta, had no chance against the teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata, thanks to tight-lipped fathers. Yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, an elaborate saga, I still hate you for making me wish I came out smarter. You love, hate your mother, so do I. Could've ended different then again. We went to high school in Jakarta. Got a group assignment, I'll be in Fal's place. You don't text at all and only call when you're off your face. I'm petty and say call me when you're not unstable. I lie and tell you I'll be getting drunk at Rachel's. I wasn't, she doesn't even drink, but I couldn't have you sit there and think that you're better, cause you're older. Are you better now that we're older? High school in Jakarta, sort of modern Sparta, had no chance against the teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata, thanks to tight-lipped fathers. Yeah, living under that was hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, a comedy drama, I still hate you for making me wish I came out smarter. You love, hate your mother, so do I. Could've ended different then again. We went to high school in Jakarta. Natasha's moving to New York.
New York!
Sometime in August, and I'm spending the summer in Singapore. I'm so sad I can't tell you shit anymore. I made friends with Abby this year. We're moving in March or so. And although you bring me to tears, I'm glad that we gave it a go. Against the Marxist girl with marijuana, I was your pinata, she was a Star Charter. Glad she gave it to you real hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta, I won't but I wanna ask you when you talk about it, do I ever come? Say thanks to your mama, now we're through. Could've ended different then again. We went to high school in Jakarta.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. I, 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 which can be used for ikan, iklim, ikat. Let's continue. J, 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 which can be used for jari, jerapah, jeruk. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy!
Free Songs Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.